Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today, during Melbourne's very different times, is Victoria Bennett. She's the Business and Program Manager for Open House Melbourne. Good day, Victoria.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, and how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So, if I'm not mistaken, Open House Melbourne has been on for more than 15 years or thereabouts?
13. This is our lucky 13th.
Lucky 13.
13, yeah.
And it is indeed a different year, isn't it?
It is, yep.
So usually by this time, everyone would be busy doing their bookings, planning their weekend around Open House Melbourne weekend, you know, and making sure that they get into the queue first for the most sought after buildings. But this year, everyone gets to go, even if you're not in Melbourne.
That's right. I know our friends in Sydney this year can participate.
And they will see how beautiful Melbourne is, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So because of COVID and the restrictions that are currently in place, you have taken Open House Melbourne into the virtual world.
We have, yes. So it's our first full virtual event, which means that we've had to change how we do things quite drastically. However, we believe we've done that in a way that keeps, stays true to the open house experience. So instead of physically getting out there to explore and discover Melbourne, you'll be able to do that virtually.
This isn't just photos browsing through the web, isn't it? It's like you're actually there.
Well, as close to as you can get through a screen.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we're sort of, I guess in the past the website has been just about giving you the information you need to get out and go somewhere. This time it's much more about an archive and giving people an opportunity to deep dive into some of the city's best architecture. So there's incredible video content, we've got podcasts, there's extra writing and reading you can do. And then, of course, the big part of the program is the 50 virtual tours that we're running, that are available on the website.
And this is not just in one weekend.
That's right. Yeah, the campaign itself is extended. I mean, we don't have to do it all in one weekend. So we've decided to keep it all up, keep it running, keep events coming out across all of August. So the website and that content will be up until the end of August.
One of the places that I've always wanted to visit every year but never get the chance to because it's one of the most popular is the ballroom in Flinders Street Station.
Yes, unfortunately, that is a favourite site of quite a lot of people, and it's not one that's in our program this year.
So
but,
it's still elusive.
We're always hopeful.
So what can we watch out for, or what are the top places that we should visit this weekend or in the coming weeks?
Well, my top B, Trades Hall. It's been a real favourite of ours this year, and that has a virtual tour, including some really great live talks events hosted by the architects, Lovell Chen, who have just completed a recent and significant renovation in such a beautiful and amazing building. I'd also recommend the virtual tour of the Robin Boyd House, Walsh Street. It's a lovely mid-century house that also has a virtual tour and quite a lot of content there so that you can really sort of spend a lot of time exploring that property. We actually have quite a lot of residential properties in the program this year. Because it's virtual, it makes it a little more accessible and a little less difficult for homeowners, so they're a bit more eager to be involved. And there's actually quite a lot of the live tours and talks on the weekend are actually by the architects who are responsible for those residential properties. So I would get on there and have a look at that whole filter section, really.
It's also good because this time it's not just a limited amount of people that can participate, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And the residentials actually are a really great example of that. They're always the most popular part of our program. However, they're usually always the more limited as well because they're pre-booked and small group sizes. This year, there really is anyone that can experience that. Instead of being just one of the lucky few and missing out, this year everybody can participate and see.
One of the things that I've noticed in this year's open house Melbourne was a talk how the workplace changes as well with the changing times.
Yeah, there's been a lot of really great events, I guess, as well as the building list itself. You know, we've asked for, you know, contributions from lots of design professionals, and I think they've taken that opportunity to start really looking and exploring some of the more kind of critical issues that are facing us at the moment. So we've got a number of events still coming up, and of course, that event The Changing Face of Workplace After COVID is available online even after the launch of the event itself. So that content you can come back and enjoy throughout all of August.
Based on your experience, how has the open house changed through the years? In the 13 years that it's been on, has it been reflecting of how life and the world is changing as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that open house, you know, because of the way that we engage with Melbourne's built environment, it becomes a bit of a record or an archive. And, you know, sometimes it might be that, you know, some buildings or sites that were in our program, you know, 5 or 10 years ago might not exist anymore. So it really becomes kind of a record of Melbourne's, you know, changing cityscape.
And one of the most important things that I've, you know, observed through the years is how much Melbourne gives importance to history.
Yes, yeah, I think Melburnians do love to learn about their city, and that's, I think, why the open house model here has been so successful.
And it's also reflective of how architects or how designers move around the history of a certain place, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they sort of keep an eye out and get inspired by different things.
Is this year, are we going to see open house regional areas as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We're planning to go back to Bendigo at the end of October. So that will actually be our next project once we get through this weekend, start working on that. And we're looking at how we might be able to organise that festival. I think we'll be reflecting on all of the things that we've tried out this year in Melbourne, and definitely interested in carrying through some of the more successful digital elements. So hopefully a bit of a hybrid event for that one.
I guess one of the good things about the current restrictions is that you get to reach more people.
Yeah, more people, and it's great to know that people from outside of Melbourne can really feel like they're part of the event this year. I think that's going to be one of the more interesting things that we learn, I guess, once we get to sit down and actually sort of analyse who's been and where they came from. Hopefully it's, lots of people take up the opportunity to participate in open house this year.
And more importantly, you can go to an open house in your pyjamas.
Oh my God, it's going to be great.
Thank you very much, Victoria Bennett, for Open House Melbourne.
Thanks for the chat.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.